EU border control officials have been meeting in Brussels to discuss a new approach to dealing with the growing number of migrants trying to reach Europe from North Africa. Italian ships have rescued 150,000 migrants from small boats in the Mediterranean in the past year. From this weekend, the EU will scale back search and rescue missions and instead concentrate on controlling borders. The British government said the focus should now be on preventing people from attempting the journey at all. But the head of the European Council on Refugees said it was morally reprehensible to allow more people to die at sea. This afternoon, the mayor of Calais told MPs that some of the thousands of migrants who'd arrived at the port were prepared to die to reach Britain because of its generous benefits system. Our political correspondent Chris Mason reports.
For all the controversy that swirls around debates about immigration here in the UK, consider the challenge facing Italy. At a cost of £7 million a month, its navy patrols the Mediterranean, rescuing an average of 400 migrants a day. Every month, around 300 drown. Its mission, called Mare Nostrum, is now not only financially and politically unsustainable, but European Home Affairs ministers have concluded counterproductive, because it tempts more people to try to make the perilous crossing. But Michael Diedring, the Secretary-General of the European Council on Refugees, condemned the decision.
Frankly, we're a bit disgusted, not only by the UK, but by the European Union's position. Because to say that we are going to have a policy under which we allow more people to die in the sea and that will dissuade people from coming, that's pretty morally reprehensible.
But European governments have to answer to electorates increasingly angry about immigration, such as the desperation of those fleeing war, lawlessness and extreme poverty. For many, death, or at least the risk of it, is less frightening than staying where they are. So how can any message to them possibly make any difference? Perhaps European governments have concluded a highly visible, well-publicised retreat from offering the possibility of rescue from the Mediterranean can, alongside a focus on targeting the people smuggling gangs that help those make the journey. That, the EU hopes, might tempt fewer people to climb aboard crowded boats in North Africa. The British Foreign Office Minister Lady Annerley said search and rescue missions in the Mediterranean created what she called an unintended pull factor towards Europe. Labour said the government's instincts were appalling and inhumane. But ministers at Westminster know many of those arriving in Italy dream of reaching the UK. At Westminster this afternoon, the Mayor of Calais, Natasha Bouchard, told MPs 2,500 migrants were in her hometown trying to get to Britain and willing to risk dying to do so.
You have a much more favourable regime in Britain than in the other European countries. There is the language question, the weekly benefits of £36 that are given to asylum seekers or migrants, which is a huge amount for people who have nothing in their lives.
The payments are made for those who are destitute. Downing Street said it had provided £12 million to bolster security in Calais. Those in government here and around Europe have the task of finding politically palatable, durable solutions that remain humanitarian in instinct. It's no easy task.